Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
.733 on the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone. Talking a lot about the Vols at the SEC meetings.
We will Garantano's the man.
Exactly.
Embracing.
We will get sort of the full picture from Brent Hubbs from VolQuest.com. Those guys, he's got his VolQuest crew all over it. But first, the digit you've been waiting for all day. That's right. Here it is.
Now, it's time for Titans by the Numbers.
Titans by the Numbers.
Reliving the best moments and memories of the Tennessee Titans by celebrating the men who wore Titan blue.
All right, we're going to start at number 75. And let's face it, there's only 175 since the Titans have come to Nashville. A personal favorite. I'll tell you who's not going to get it at 75. Javon Hay out of Vanderbilt had a nice career, came here at the end. He was okay. He's coaching at Vanderbilt now, and wish him well. Good guy. Entrepreneur and all that in 2009 and 2010.
How many years did he play with the Titans, you said?
Two. Kenyatta Dawson out of Texas Tech was here in 2012 and 2013. Real quick, spent most of his time on IR and also got cut to make room for Rusty Smith on the roster.
Rusty, get loose. We're good. Let's go win this with Rusty, okay? Yep. All right, let's go.
Rusty's going.
Rusty, obviously a Jeff Fisher favorite. And there was Taron Jones, a forgotten guy, unfortunately, from out of Alabama State. And Antoine Woods, sort of a free agent bust, a guy that who only lasted a year here. But whatever the case, number 75 is Benji Olsen. Of course, the guard who was here from 98 until 2007, a fifth-round pick of the 98 draft out of Washington. In 1999, started all 20 games. And helping the Titans to Super Bowl 34, was only called for four penalties all season, started every Titans game from 99 through 2003. In 2003, he was called for only two penalties all season. In 04, he started in 15 games and was called for just one penalty. In his nine-year Oilers-Titans career, he played in 161 total games and made 49 starts, And, Blaine, I think he exemplifies a Mike Munchak-coached unit and one in which was one of the best in the NFL through Benji's career. And there were a lot of really, obviously, he played with Bruce and he played with Hoppy and guys like that. But let's not forget, Benji Olsen was a really, really good offensive guard.
Oh, yeah, he's one of my favorites. So, Peeler and Benji, for all it's worth, a lot of people didn't talk about them on the offensive line. The tackles got all the talk, and naturally Bruce Matthews. But, man, these guys were formidable players, and they were tough as nails and had a great personality in the locker room. So, I'm always a big fan of Benji and Zach Peeler. Those guys were in the trenches digging out those holes for who? Air and EG.
Absolutely.
So naturally, they definitely were a big part of our nice little run.
Do you remember Benji's debut? It was in Baltimore. And early on, if it wasn't the first snap, it was the first series. He allowed a sack and a safety, and he bounced back to have a really good game. And I remember, talked to him after the game, and he was cool about it.
Oh,
but I know, with a high-pitched voice.
Yeah, that's right.
He went on to TV fame, remember, for a while. He was doing NES spots.
Yeah.
So, Benji, great guy. Always good to see him. But he had a terrific career here.
No doubt.
And he absolutely earns the title. Number one is number 75. Number 76, Byron Bell, who was here for two mediocre years in 15 and 16. what I noticed, Blaine, a lot of reserve tackles, offensive tackles or linemen on the Titans through the years came from Stanford. And Will Svitek, a tackle, was here, offensive tackle, was here in 2014, started three games, played in five. If I had not known that before, I would have never known that. And just one of those obscure guys, but he bounced around for a bunch of different teams. But in 14, you know, played here because they had a lot of injuries. The other 76, one of my favorite people, Jason Matthews. I'm not going to lie about that. He was here from 98 to 2004. Before he got here, he was on a Colts team that nearly went to the Super Bowl. I know you remember that game because that's when Jim Harbaugh almost upset the Steelers.
Why would I remember that game?
Well, because you're an Indy guy.
No, I didn't remember that. I was in the league, so I hated Indy.
Well,
yeah. So once you become a trader,
okay,
you just draft,
I understand. Yeah, but that was a pretty memorable game.
He was on that team?
Yeah, he was on that team. He was a starter. I know. I was surprised too. Yeah. But I, you know, later learned that. But he was sort of the ultimate super sub when it came to offensive linemen. Could play tackle, could play guard. You know, a great guy who looks fabulous now. His post-football career, he's lost the lineman weight. And of course, looks terrific, way better than me. But a good dude.
Like, that's hard.
I know.
It's not setting the bar very high.
Yeah, right?
I understand that.
Man.
Now, he had a different spelling than Bruce Matthews. Bruce with Matthews with two T's. But they used to joke when they were sitting on the bench together, if Bruce was talking to his son.
I thought they were related all this time. No, I'm just kidding.
But Jason Matthews, who's coaching now. He's been a high school coach for a while, but a good man. But Mr. 76 has to be Big Country. David Stewart, out of Mississippi State, was here from 05 to 2013. It's kind of interesting. He came the year after Jason retired. But he was inactive for every game his rookie season. Another tribute to Munchak, but broke through in 2006, making 14 starts at right tackle. In 2007 to 2011, he started every game except two. In 2007, he committed only two penalties. In 08, he was named AP second team All-Pro, made 12 starts in each of his last two seasons with the Titans, 2012 and 2013, due to injuries. And in his nine-year career, started every game he played, 118 total. Blaine, a man of few words, but a guy, you know, who definitely went out, you know, and definitely got it done.
Yeah, you know, if you want to pick, you know, two guys, he was with Ruse too, that had to replace really two good offensive tackles after they left. They held the fort and did an exceptional job.
And you're talking, you know, John Runyon was sort of the consummate right tackle who the Titans just couldn't afford to keep, and he went on to have a, you know, continue a really good career in Philadelphia.
Right, yeah, he did for sure. We had the same agent, by the way, Jim Steiner. And it was a senator, and now he works for the NFL, John Runyon, that is.
Who would have thought that?
Yeah, I would have never guessed that. I'm gonna tell you, that was a serious curveball. But Big Country, hold his word. I mean, he was, in his own right, was one of the better tackles in the league, always right there on the edge of being a pro bowler every year. So, Big Country. He brought a nastiness, you know. And I say that, all the guys are nasty, but I'm talking about he put it to the edge. He would be borderline Taylor Lewan-ish, hitting you right at the whistle or a little bit after the whistle. And guess what? It kind of resonated with the rest of the offensive line. So it shows on tape. So sometimes you go, I got to watch this guy.
All right, straight ahead, we'll go to 77. I have a sentimental choice there because he really doesn't fit into the profile. And Judge Schaefer has decided to vacate a number. And I will take exception to that. 743 on the Wake Up Zone.
I know this.
Exactly. But let's look down I-40. Wilson County Automotive Family, a Bone family tradition since 1927, and that includes Wilson County Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. He should be a senator. He should be a judge. But he's our Mitchell Bone. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm great, and I know you're pumped up about the clearance sale, so tell us about it.
It is going just fantastic. We've had tons of folks come in, take advantage of the best deals you're going to find in Middle Tennessee. We've got all of our new vehicles and our pre-owned vehicles in stock, and they're just priced ready to go. You can, of course, find them all online at WilsonCountyMotors.com, or you can come in and see us. We're at exit 236 off 540 in Lebanon, and know that we take just about everything you can think of in trade. Matter of fact, we had a Lamborghini come in yesterday to trade in on a new GMC Sierra Denali, beautiful car. So check us out online at WilsonCountyMotors.com or come see us at exit 236 in Lebanon.
So that wasn't our producer, Jonathan Schaefer, bringing that Lambo in, was it?
No, but I'm going to reserve it straight for you.
Okay, great. Nice. Right, Mitchell, have a great day.
You too. Thank you, sir.
All right. Wilson County Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. Great people. You heard Mitchell. Great deals. Fantastic service in nearby Lebanon. 7:49 on the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone. You know, some coaches have to self-report to the NCAA if they've committed a violation. And I have to admit, in Titans by the numbers, last night I committed a violation because we were only supposed to have guys who played for the Titans, the Tennessee Titans, not the Tennessee Oilers, not the Houston Oilers. So I have to admit, when we talked about number 77, do you remember in your later years in Houston and the 2 years here as the Tennessee Oilers, who was number 77? Kevin Donnelly. And he was, and I can speak for the media as a collective one in this situation. Kevin Donnelly was our first friend. Kevin Donnelly was, you know, a guy, he was a go-to guy in the locker room, was fun. His nickname was Doink after...
Doink.
Yeah, Doink the Clown was a pro wrestler. But, you know, a likable guy who never seemed to have a bad day and, you know, smart guy out of North Carolina, but he's not eligible.
Mm. Yeah, he now works on the Panthers market. I talked to the doctor.
Yeah, good guy.
Great guy. He was working for... Charlotte, and then he's doing the broadcast for the Panthers.
But I have to admit, a little biased there because he was, you always laugh when I tell you this. He was nice to me. He was nice to the media. So he does get points.
Well, the reason why I always say that is because then it alludes to make me think that
I know
other people weren't.
It influences how we cover you. I know you're
no,
absolutely.
I didn't go there. See, I didn't go there. I said it makes it sound like then the other guys aren't nice.
Well, but no, you're right. But sometimes you take the path of least resistance. You know, you want to go, and you're right. You're right. You should go to the players.
Why did that guy have the path of least resistance? Oh, maybe because he wanted to talk to the media.
Yeah, all true. I agree with
you. Some guys don't really want to talk to me. They just want to play football or basketball or what have you.
Totally understand.
You know, even people say, oh, well, that comes with it. No, well, some guys, that's not the part that they wanted to come with.
Exactly.
And just say, well, I'll go in the weight room.
Yeah. You know, years... You know, I've come to understand through the years.
I mean, they don't like the media. They just like, maybe they're uncomfortable.
The team would prefer they talk to us, but if somebody doesn't want to talk to me, I don't really take it personally.
Right, yeah,
I usually try to develop a relationship with them off camera where maybe I've got a better chance the next time I come by their locker and all that.
Your team. You got to
play
together.
All right, other 77s.
I forgot about Donnelly. Yeah, he was never a Tennessee Titan.
No, he's never a Tennessee Titan. You're right.
That way. Yeah, yeah.
Primarily because of Benji Olsen, truth be told. Yeah. Another player that everybody thought had a great upside, you know, right around the time you guys, you know, made it to the Super Bowl, the team in 2000, you guys were unbelievably deep in defensive linemen. You know, just, you know, you had Jason Fisk, you had Josh, you had... You know, Javon, you had Thornton. John Thornton. You had a ton of defensive linemen.
Roberson. No, not in Super Bowl.
Well, but good guys.
Kenny Holmes.
Yeah. You know, good guys, so there just wasn't room for some.
Embry.
Keith Embry, absolutely. But Rod Walker, nicknamed Sugar Bear, out of Troy State, was a guy that everybody thought he had the big body, was a little... You know, might have been a little doughy, but, you know, he was a nose guy. He was a D-tackler, a nose guy. And I remember the Titans had to let him go. He went to Green Bay and kind of disappeared. But that was a guy, Sugar Bear, you know, was a likable dude. And but I was surprised. Never got in a game as a Titan. That surprised me a little bit.
He was limited in his ability.
They loved him. I mean, Wash, you know, thought, he would be a decent decent depth guy, but that never really happened.
How can you say that you don't love somebody if he's on the roster, Mark?
Oh, I know.
So he had to say that, but that don't mean he was good enough to be a real big contributor.
Well, I just remember.
Good enough, just in case, because I don't remember Rod Walker actually dressing very much.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, well, that tells you.
Never
then.
Did. Yeah.
Yeah, that tells you what but they I really was, thought. He's good enough to be on the team, but actually,
he's
in
a
case of emergency,
coach. Yeah.
Yeah, we could work with him as a backup.
But it's funny, if you'd have asked me how many games did Rod Walker play in as a Titan, I would have said, you know, 5 or 10. Never played a game. Never.
To his credit, though, on a point of attack, when he didn't have to move, and that was Greg Williams' big deal, is you have to be able to run sideline to sideline. He wasn't a big proponent of that.
Yeah.
But right at him?
Yeah.
Oh, he was right up there with the best of them.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
He would take you on and be like, okay, we're going to go blows to blow.
Yeah.
Well, my blow is going to be stronger than yours. He was a strong kid.
Another strong kid, Justin Hartwig. When Kevin, you know, it's funny. Kevin Long was sort of an undersized center. Justin Hartwig played guard. He also played center, and he was sort of too big. They used to say his arms were really almost too long for a center because he wouldn't seem to get leverage. But he had some good years here. And again, another great coaching job by Mike Munchak. You know, Hartwig was not a high draft pick. And had a good run here and might have been our number 77. It's not going to be Sean Conover or Ryan Durand who are here for short times. It's Taylor Lewan. There's really no question about it. And Lewan selected by the Titans in the first round, 11th overall, the 2014 draft, played in 11 games, made 6 starts in his rookie season, made the all rookie team, 15 starts in 15 from 2006 to 2018, has made the Pro Bowl 3 times and started all but 1 game. After, you know, an early spate of injuries, and he was twice named to the NFL's top 100 players list in 17 and 18 and scored 1 career touchdown. But still, with Taylor Lewan, there really wasn't a whole lot of doubt.
I mean, what else is there to say? I mean, yeah. Taylor, and naturally, when everybody was throwing him under the bus in the beginning, how soon we forget, one of the guys that kind of defended him. At the time.
And he had injuries, he was a captain, then he wasn't a captain.
Well, he should not have ever been a captain.
Well.
Let's just start there. That was another Wizenator decision that was horrible. Can't make a first-year guy pretty much a captain. You just, that's asking for trouble.
But has, you know, been an absolute stud for them, and, you know.
No question about it.
And hopefully, you know, he's got the big contract.
If you want to be real critical of him, though, you could say that, maybe he got a little soft and injury prone this past season after he got paid. Mm-hmm. He missed some game. Missed finishing some game.
All right, on the other side, we still have 78 and 79, and we'll debate 79 heatedly. 7:56 on the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone.
Talking sports with you as you start your day. This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, with Mark Howard, Lane Bishop, and Kevin Ingram.
On the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone. Happy Wednesday. Mark Howard along with Blaine Bishop, Titans legend, and our producer, Jonathan Schaefer, radio legend. A little bit later in this hour.
Sorry, hold on a second.
Come on, Schaefer.
No.
Don't sell yourself short,
that's
man.
That's what I said, too, when he said Titans legend. Yeah.
I grew up in this town listening to Jonathan Schaefer. Anyway,
man,
at 8:17, about 15 minutes. Don't even go there. We're going to have Brent Hubbs for 2 segments about the Vols at the SEC Media Days and some interesting questions. Anyway, we continue with Titans by the numbers. And we're at number 78. There are a few there because you've got, you know, Jack Conklin, who was an All-Pro his first year here, has kind of backslid a little bit because of injury, of course. And, we're looking for a rebound here in year 5. But Titans are not going to pick up his option. So, you know, we know that perhaps he could walk after this year's option. Year is next year, not this year. Joe Looney. And believe it or not, he started 6 games in 2015 out of Wake Forest. Played for 3 or 4 other NFL teams. Actually went to Dallas and became a starter for a few years. But he was here in 2015. Leger Douzabal, the only reason why I bring his name up, he wanted to be an intern on the wake-up zone. I thought that was pretty funny. But the
what
other set...
What positions are these guys all playing?
Douzabal was a defensive end.
Oh, okay.
Jacob Ford, another defensive end out of Central Arkansas. He was a sixth rounder in 07. Had seven sacks and 5.5 sacks in 08 and 09.
He was
solid guy.
Yeah, he was a solid player.
The other name is Todd Williams, who was a late-round pick out of Florida State. He was, I believe he was a seventh-round pick. And a guy who had just an amazing story. You know, at one time in his life was homeless and lived in his car when he was in college.
Oh, I didn't know that about him.
Yeah, or in high school, rather. Yeah.
What position did he play?
He was a guard and a tackle. And just a sweet, sweet soul who passed away young, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago. And, you know, just a guy who had, you know, grew up in high school, had just an incredibly tough life, got a scholarship to Florida State, you know, played in the NFL for a few years, and, you know, the ending not very good, of course. But our number 78, number 178 guy has to be John Thornton, selected by the Titans in the second round of the 99 draft. In his rookie season, made only 3 starts, but played in all 20 games, you know, 33 tackles, 7 tackles for loss, 4.5 sacks, a forced fumble, a safety. He was named to the all-rookie team. The only thing that, you know, sort of had people maybe not looking at him as much, he was a teammate of Javon Kearse, who broke in the same year and was just unbelievable. In 2000, he started all 16 games, 55 tackles, 6 tackles for loss, 4 sacks. After he left the Titans, he signed a free agent deal with the Bengals. He played there 6 years. He's been a media guy. He's an agent now. He's again, great guy, smart guy, and has really made maybe a bigger name for himself post-career than he did during his career. Conklin, as we mentioned, selected by the Titans 8th overall in the 2016 draft. His rookie season, started all 16 games. Was named first team all pro, was an all rookie team selection, and a Pro Bowl alternate. Was only called for 3 penalties in 2017. Started all 18 games, but of course he tore his ACL during the playoff loss at New England. And then last year, struggled with injuries throughout the season, making only 9 starts. So that is number 78. Now 79, an eclectic mix of former Titans. Oh, we could go Sebastian Tratola, who was a bust. He was a one-and-doneer. You had Jamon Meredith, who was a tackle, who was a street free agent in 14-15. He played for 8 different teams in the NFL, Blaine. Mm. And he was the property of the Steelers and the Giants and never got on the field with them officially. Jarius Wynn, he could be number 79. Out of Georgia, of course, played here a year, played 7 games, 2 sacks. And then there's the darling of the Titans pre- and post-game shows, if you remember, Pinnell Egbo. And Egbo was a guy that Jeff used to talk about all the time, had injuries, was on the practice squad, got elevated to the regular team. But again, to my surprise, never made it on the field. You know, and he was one of those guys who was cut and re-signed and cut and re-signed for a number of different reasons. One of them was when Kenny Britt was coming off suspension. But Egbo went on. He finally got on the field with somebody, with Jacksonville, I think. But he was a media favorite.
Well, that was never the topic of discussion. When are you going to get on the field?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it always seemed imminent. But it just never happened.
When he came over your show. Or the show.
No, because he was a guy who had a couple of good preseasons, if you remember.
Right.
And we're always like, you know, beating the drum for him.
Oh, right.
But he never quite made it on the field.
I don't know about we. I know you would
for
do,
me,
you, you
I
would
always,
do something like
I,
that.
I do. I have guys like that.
Well, I don't know. What percentage you're batting there, you think, on the preseasons that actually make it? Are you above the Mendoza line?
I am way below the Mendoza line. About,
hey,
about $1.25.
It's hard to
beat
those,
with
man. I applaud you for even you know, going after some of those guys. You got the first two, though. You got that one right.
Yeah, you bet long shots. Most of the time, you'll end up
that's
broke.
Also, man.
And then there's Ulrich Winkler.
Oh, my.
And I remember this story.
Is he related?
Because for a while, yeah, really. Because for a while, the NFL would have a European roster player because they had, you know, NFL Europe. He played from 99 to 2004 for the Munich Cowboys.
What?
Are there Cowboys in Munich, Germany?
I didn't know that. He also played in NFL Europe. He spent the 07 season as an international practice squad player for the Titans. And then I remember he recorded a sack in a preseason game against the Redskins. And the Titans signed him to the all-important futures contract after the season. But then he got hurt, and that was really the end of him. So that's the best I have for 79.
We basically, then that means we have nothing.
We really have very, well, we don't have nothing. We have very little.
That's why we're vacating.
We have Jarius Wynn's two sacks. Is that good enough?
No.
One
season? No. I
don't that's think so.
That's
good in a short window.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're the judge, jury, and executioner.
I am not. No, but I mean, it's y'all's call. But I think
it's a good call. No. You're poor.
Yeah, I think it's vacant.
Yeah. I think so.
Sorry, Jarius.
Hey, man.
Yeah, no offense, man.
We're down to people's name like Egbo, Wynn, and Winkler. We're in trouble.
Although Ulrich Winkler is a great story. It's a great story, and I remember when he was on the team, but it's.
It would be fun to sit down with guys like Beauclair and Glennon and Jim Wyatt, Kaharski, you know, guys who were all covering the Titans, you know, back in those days. To see if they remember some of these obscure players.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, again, there were some guys I thought got into a few games, and then you realize didn't get into a game.
But these are supposed to be Titans legends.
Yeah, well, not so much. But
well, No, I'm talking about the people who make the list.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You know, we want guys, you know, who had, you know, good careers.
This is a special list now. Yeah, you know.
I will say this: there's a lot of guys you played with that are on this list.
Yeah,
and
it is.
There will be even more.
We called him JT, John Thornton.
Well, what I love is the guys that played with Blaine, and Blaine saying, "I don't remember that guy."
Well, the guy that was on the team, they remember you. No, one-year guy.
Yeah, but
you know, it's funny I say that because I would befriend all guys who were on the roster that you know, in the preseason. To give them hope, because I wish the people had to reach out to me, and so it's funny. And then it's kind of a sad day, so you want to get close but not too close, because you know you see the potential, and you always think, oh, they're gonna bring him back for the practice squad. This guy's had something. He has something here, and it just never works out that way.
Well, and to be fair to Blaine, how many years with the Titans and a 53-man roster every single year? That's a lot of guys.
Yeah, that is.
You're not going to remember everybody, you know, because
I try to remember some of these guys.
There are street free agents and people that come in the door and out of the door that are there quickly.
Yeah.
Or
I remember the guys that was on the roster. There's no doubt about that. But Mark's going after these guys who's on the roster 1 year.
I just love how Mark has turned this list to, these guys were nice to me. I'm going to mention them. Yeah, that's been the best part
thank
of this
you,
year, man.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, yeah.
You know, you were a pal to me. You
got me
they
nice to you. They were hoping they'd be nice to you, Shave. So then they could get some props to be on the team.
I got my minute and a half done in the 11 o'clock report. We're good.
Let me tell you something. So many times, guys that I covered have no recollection of me. Guys that I covered on the Titans would come back for their second tours of duty. Would not remember me. So it doesn't matter how I feel.
I don't even remember you ever in the locker room. Were you there? I never remember seeing you.
That is not true. I was in there every day.
Crickets. I didn't hear it.